So we're going to begin. So we were in the middle, actually, of a topic that I want to finish up quickly. And the topic was the status of Nedarim, which comes up here in, on the Gemara in Beis Hamad Aleph for linguistic reasons. Again, the Gemara said, Hakol Shoktim. The Gemara was troubled by Lechatchila B'diav. We're going to get back to that in just a minute. We'll get back to the main topics. But in the process, the Gemara was examining other brisos or other mishnayos that use the expression hakol to see whether they're lechatchila b'dieved. The first one they use is tmura, which we talked about already. And the second one they use, I'll just read this part here on Beis Hamad Aleph, on the bottom, now that we're starting to go straight. So the Gemara says, Ella, you see the little right where it says Dvarim Chav Gimel, it's one line on top of that. Oh, thank you. Ella, and what did you bring? Kedusha. What did you bring? Kedusha.
Yeah, Kedusha.
Okay, you know, I may need it also. We'll see. Ella hakom arichim v'nerachim nodrin v'nidarim hachanami d'lechatchila. The Gemara says the Mishnah in Erechim, which speaks about the ability, you know, all sorts of different ways to be. You know, to evaluate your value when you want to donate to the mikdash or to make nedarim, you know, is that a lechatchila? It uses the expression akol. V'aksiv, after all, it says v'chi techdal lindor lo yebachachet uksiv tov asher lo tidor mishet tidor v'lo tishalem. V'tanya tov mizeh u'mizeh she'ena noder kol ikar divir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that the best thing to do is to avoid nedarim completely. Okay. So obviously it's not a lechatchila, right? And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer tov mizeh u'mizeh noder b'shalem. The best is to donate or to, you know, to commit rather, and then to fulfill your pledge, right? But the Gemara goes on to say here, even though Nedarim is a little bit different, we read it last time. V'afi the Rabbi Yehuda l'kamar ela ba'omar or ba'omer rather harezu. That's only if it's a nedava, meaning that he, you know, fulfills his commitment immediately, right? Instead of it being a promise or a long-term commitment, delayed commitment. Aval, Omar Hare Alai, but if he said, I commit myself in the future, right, lo, then, you know, that is not a good policy, even if you end up fulfilling the neder, says Rabbi Yehuda. So, obviously, so the Gemara says, you're right, there are cases where obviously the word hakol is only b'diavad, not l'chatchila, and that's how the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, well, then v'kol hakol lav l'chatchila, but you're going to say kol means b'diavad. That doesn't work very well either, because there are other sources that imply that hakol is l'chatchila. For example, ela hakol chayav b'sukkah, hakol chayav b'tzitzis, right, those are l'chatchila. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, right, the lav lechatchila, right, answers the Gemara, Chayavim lo kamina. When it says Chayavim, that always implies lechatchila, but when it says Hakol shochtim, Hakol marichim, Hakol mamirin, that's not lechatchila. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Ela me'ata kol somchin, echad anashim, echad nashim, Hachanami, the lav lechatchila. There's another Mishnah, echad anashim, echad nashim, Hakol somchim, there it doesn't say Chayavim, right? And yet it seems like it's l'chatchila, right? Right? So the Gemara says, in ikah hakol l'chatchila, ikah hakol d'yeved, el hakol d'hocha, mimayid l'chatchila hu, the tikshilach, dimi d'yeved hi, v'lo tikshilach. The Gemara says, you're right, linguistically, it can go either way. Sometimes we use hakol as an ideal, sometimes we use it b'd'yeved. So the Gemara says, well, once you admit that, then what's the question? Just to say that the Mishnah here is using it b'di'evet, and then there's no contradiction whatsoever. So the Gemara answers, Amar le anash kitasan ksheira kashali. What bothers us is what otherwise would be a repetition. Basically, you have two options to read the Mishnah. It says hakol shochtin, right, and then it says kitasan ksheira. So what the Gemara is saying is as follows. Kitasan ksheira means b'di'evet. So what does hakol shochtin mean? If you say it means b'di'evad, right, then what's the point of saying it twice? If it means a chatchila, then there's a contradiction. That's what bothered the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Minik tani shkutasan kasher dieved mechal da hakol lechatchila." Right? The dieved tar to dieved labali. So that's where the Gemara is, and then we're going to continue from there after we finish talking about Nadar. So what we did last week was we were discussing what's so terrible about Nadar. Right? Sounds like people make dinners so that people will pledge. Right? Sounds like if everybody would say Harezu and they would hand you the check, that would be a much better thing. Right? However, I think the dinner makers will be happy, as long as the fellow says Hare Alai. Right? That's not such a terrible thing. What's so bad about Hare Alai? The fact is that even Harezu, according to Rabbi Meir, is viewed as, some sort of a bidyevet. As something which is less than ideal. So what is the problem? What's the issue? So what we discussed last week was several approaches. We discussed the possibility that this is just about the risk, meaning it's a risk-benefit analysis. It's an actuarial question, meaning if we could be certain that you weren't going to abuse your promise, then the promise would be viewed unequivocally as a positive thing. However, since there always is a chance that you'll violate lo yachel devaro, meaning you won't fulfill your pledge, your neder, or maybe if it's a korban, maybe you'll forget that it's a korban, you won't treat it as a korban, you'll violate mi'ilah, or something of that sort, or even if you donate something, but you're supposed to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, you have three regalim, maybe you'll be delayed, bal ta'acher, meaning there are some risks involved, and the risk is something that should be avoided at all costs. That's the view of one group of Rishonim. Then they have to struggle a little bit to explain the Nadava part, like what's the risk in the Nadava, because the Gemara in the Darim that we read last week says that Hillel, had this foolproof, methodology. He would bring an animal, he'd bring it, right to the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, and when he was there, he'd, be makdish the animal, he'd consecrate it, right there, and then they'd do the smicha and the shmita, it was good to go. There was practically no time, to get into any trouble. So the Ramban and others say, well, what's so terrible about that? Why would Rabbi Meir object even to that? Right? And they go on, Ramban goes on to explain. Ramban has one view, he says, really, everybody's reading our Gemara wrong, or Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree about Nadava, it's Mashmos Darshan Ikebainayu, etc. So that's one. The second perspective is a perspective that Ramban himself develops, which we read last week, very fascinating perspective, and that is, especially when it comes to Karbanos, that volunteering bring a donation, karban, looks on the surface like a very positive expression of your devotion to the Ribono Shel Olam. However, perhaps, that will be perceived by the donor as a kind of safety net, that will actually, ironically, allow him to be less scrupulous, less careful about the way that he goes about his daily life. Because he kind of figures, I'm a good guy, I give a lot of tzedakah, I bring a lot of karbanos, I'm kind of covered with kapara by the extra karbanos that I give, that I bring, so if I'm a little bit less careful in the way that I behave, I'm kind of covered by it. That's what Ramban suggests. And therefore, better not to bring extra karbanos, right, and to be more responsible in your religious behavior. That's a fascinating idea. That's psychologically true, but that's Ramban's perspective. Then the third view we discussed was the one which I want to elaborate much more on right now, and that is the view based on the Ran's explanation of the Gemara in the Darim Chabes Amid Beis. Gemara there says that a noder, if you touch the bottom of the page, on page one, the Tanya of Nasan Omer Hanoder Ki Ilu Banabama the Hamakaimo Ki Ilu Makriv Alav Karba. That's a very remarkable, very astonishing Gemara. Like, what does that even mean? Right? I mean, a person who makes a neder is like a person who constructs a bama, meaning he creates an altar, you know, that competes with or is outside the framework of the Beis HaMikdash. What do we mean by that? So the Ran explains on the next page, Panodu kilabana bama b'shas isra bamos. I mean, lest you think there were periods where it was permissible, you know, in a very limited way, to bring certain karbanos in a bama, meaning a private altar, private mizbeach. So Ran wants you to understand that when the Gemara was saying that a noder is kilabana bama, it meant b'shas isra bamos, when it's prohibited. And then he goes on to say, like, what is this? So he says, "Vinir be'inai de lahachem bedamina le lebona bama bishem de salik adaiti de noder." Right? The noder thinks about himself when he looks in the mirror. His self-image is the mitzvah ka'avid. He's doing a good thing. He's involved in a mitzvah. Drachman asrei bimili di isura viunami asra nafshe. The Torah says you're not allowed to do A and B and C and D. And he's even a bigger tzaddik than the Torah, because he's prohibiting upon himself, you know, F and G and H and I. Okay? So he thinks, I'm just, you know, I'm in the pattern of the Torah itself. The Ka'amar, and what we're telling him by saying that it's Kilabon Abama, the Ta'i, that he's making a mistake. The Adaraba, Lebon Abama Dami. Actually, instead of thinking that you're like, you know, the Rabbona Sholem's partner, you're actually his competitor. You're building a bama. What do you mean? To nehidr achmana azare la kruve karbanos bifnim. Even though it's true that the Torah, you know, demands that we bring in the time when there was a Beis HaMikdash and karbanos, they bring karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash. Azhare de la losifala livnos bama lahakr bachutz. Nonetheless, that was something that precluded personal karbanos. So as you might have thought, ah, there's a Beis HaMikdash, there should be karbanos. It's even better if I build one in my backyard and I build my own, I bring my own karbanos. Right? Sounds good. But we consider this to be a slap in the face and a terrible breach, you know, to the sanctity of the Beis HaMikdash and the, you know, the goal and the religious content of bring karbanos. Nehidr achma. Okay, where am I? Yeah, hachanami. So too, nehidr achmana asar le dvarim asurim. It's true the Torah prohibits certain things, but kimosif ihu. But when he on his own volition adds amay dasar achmana beyond what the Torah prohibited, pasha, that's considered to be negligent. In Shamru, this is a very important Yerushalmi. Shalmi says that lo dayecha b'mesha asra Torah elishata osra alecha dvarim acherim. Okay. Now again, the implication here is, and that's what we're going to flesh out just a little bit more before we move on, that, you know, things work, you know, according to a certain system. So there's a certain integrity to halachic life, and I would add there's a certain balance, a certain homeostasis in halachic life. And, you know, there are different types of holidays, and there are, you know, there's a balance between Yira and Ava, between Simcha and Yira as well. So the point is that once you start tampering with all of that, number one, psychologically, you know, you may be overcompensating. But even beyond that, do you know what you are playing with, the forces that you're playing with, and the impact that you have on unbalancing, you know, this system, you know, that really is perfect. So that's the idea. Lo dayecha b'mesha asra Torah l'shata osra alecha dvar macher. The additional implication, in my opinion, is, you know, about the overcompensation part, is that typically people who are noder nedarim, it's not as if, you know, they ran out of, you know, expressions of Avodas Hashem. You know, it's not as if, like, they're perfect in Masha Asra Torah, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, they want to go beyond. Typically, and I believe that is the pshat, I've said this in the past, that's what I think a Yohara really is, Certain chumras are very good. Other chumras are discouraged. The ones that are typically discouraged are the ones that are either come at the expense of some positive requirement, or that unbalances, again, the perfect equilibrium of the halachic system, or ones that don't correspond to your level of piety and religiosity, and therefore are either psychologically compensating for more basic and core values, right, or just throw things out of whack because you don't really have a good handle on tissues. Some I usually have. They don't usually seem to be picking up a bit of a cold. So that's kind of what these nadarim that are being decried, that's kind of really what they're all about. They are. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I guess it's a shul, right? They have tables, they have...
I find it very interesting more here. Why is it... There's no Easter in building the bomb.
There's no what?
There's no Easter in building the bomb. There's an Easter on being marked with
the
court.
Okay, then that's the language of the Gemara. A note, ki'ilu bana bama?
It says ilu bana, and it says bama kaimo, ki'ilu maku bolo of korban. And bana is loshin avar. And then it says,
are you saying here the worst thing is that? What do you want it to say?
I have nothing to say on this. I'm asking you.
Oh, no, I think it's an interesting question. You're saying, because here the noder is the worst part. But is that really true? According to what they're really saying here, is the noder the worst part, or is the addition of Yisurim, which are themselves, in this particular case, spiritually detrimental? Maybe that's the point. That's the real problem. Let me say it this way. If we were talking about the majority view of the Rishonim in our sugya, in the sugya of Nedarim Daf Tes, Nidrei Rishayim, right? Which is that it's about taking the risk of not fulfilling your pledge, right? Then the key violation would be the neder. Right, because that's when that's when you are not true to your word. But I think the point of this Yerushalmi and the Ran and the Ran's understanding of this Gemara is that even if you fulfill your pledge, your neder, the problem is that you have kind of destabilized, or you're not sufficiently sensitive, right, to the balance that the Torah wants from you, and therefore. Just like the bona bumma maybe isn't the worst part, it's the ki'ilu makor of karban. It's, but one is just a problematic prerequisite for the bigger problem. So to hear, the noder isn't the problem. The problem is we don't like, the additional obligations that are distracting you or destabilizing you from your core Torah commitment. So I think it's a good hara, basically. But I'm trying to explain why it actually might work better this way. Okay. Having said all this, so you can just imagine that if this is really the problem, that there can't be a single across-the-board policy in the halacha telling you, that you can never be machmir on yourself or never try to adjust, your... the way that you express your spirituality, no matter what the circumstances. Because everybody has innate tendencies or experiences which requires that they tweak or adjust, right, their own balance. And that's a very understandable, legitimate thing. So again, there can be, reservation and reticence. We understand why we're not embracing the Nedarim, but is it always going to be unequivocally a terrible thing? The answer is likely not. Just it's not. Don't think it's a good thing. The default is stick with the system, and focus with integrity on it. But it seems reasonable to think that there's a place for nadarim. And to make it even clearer, as we noted last week, if you step back from the fray right? And you analyze the sources, and I ask you, I would ask you the question or pose the question to you, so do Chazal think Nadarim are, you know, constructive or destructive? The answer is, there seems to be very mixed evidence, right? On the one hand, the Gemara says in the Nadarim Daf Ches, as we read last, the first Mar Makom on these sheets, right, that if that Nidre Mitzvah are like Zrizin, right? What is it going to go again? Minayin she nishbayim l'kayim v'sa mitzvah, she ne'amar, is on line 3 on page 1. Nishbati v'kayim l'lishmo mishmetei tzidkecha. Hay halo mujbo v'yomim me'ar sinai hu. Kamashmo d'sharolei l'inish l'zruzei nafshe. Meaning what? Meaning it's a good thing. You're encouraging yourself. And not only that, but the Mishnah in Nedarim, I'm sorry, the Mishnah in Avos, says Nedarim siag l'precious. Precious is considered a very high and very noble standard. So the Prushim are the Chaveirim, are the elite of the Jewish community. So if Nedarim are siag l'precious, then obviously that's a really good thing. Right? We have that here on the Mar Makomos too, somewhere. Do I have it somewhere? For sure I have it somewhere. It's on page...
The Ramban.
Yeah, no, the Ramban quotes it, the Rambam quotes it. Here it is, on page 3, line 38. Right? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Skok v'kalus rosh margilin la'erva. Okay. Masores is a siagla Torah. Maestros siagla osher. And Nedarim siag l'precious. Right? That's a good... The Ramban quoted that line very, very positively. I mean, the Ramban wanted to explain. The Ramban said, I'm not so into adding karbanos, even the davos, for the reason that I mentioned before. Right? Lishmoa is tov. It's better to listen to the Rabbanu Shalom than bring him more karbanos. Right? But when it comes to a neder l'tzedakah, or to do a mitzvah, the Ramban that we read already, I mean, the Ramban in Chulin, he says, when it comes to that, that's all good. That's Nedarim Siag L'Precious. I mean, when they want to say good things about Nedarim, they quote the Mishnah Nabos. Or they quote the Gemara Nedarim. At the same time, you have this Mishnah on Daf Tes in Nedarim that characterizes typical Nedarim as Nidrei Rishayim. Wow, strong words. And then, of course, in the Gemara, you have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. You know, and then you have, you know, Kilabonababa. So if I were to ask you, do Chazal, you know, are they enthusiastic or do they dread Nedarim? The answer is you might say it's, you know, it's a 3-3 tie or something like that. You know, it depends where you look. So what are you going to say? You could say that there's a difference between different types of Nedarim. There's Nedre Yisr, there's Nedre Mitzvah, there's Nedre Karban, just like the Ramban was kind of making distinctions between them. For example, Kilabonababa, right, is mostly Nidre Iser, right? So that's one possible distinction, like the Ramban, and we'll see. But I think another very reasonable position to take is that there's a default view based on the Yerushalmi that we just, you know, read through the Ran, and that is that you should be very careful before you start taking on additional obligations. You know, what I call concentric circles. You have to be careful. First, pay attention to your core obligations. You know, and then, you know, we can think about it. But where there's good reason for you to be tweaking or over or rebalancing and so on and so forth, then the Nedarim might play a constructive role. So if you ask me who holds that way, well, probably a lot of people, but who particularly holds that way, I would say the Rambam. And why would I say that? Because the Rambam speaks about this issue again and again. And it's perfectly clear that he adds extra words and that his overall view, while nuanced, because he has a slightly different default position in different contexts, which I also understand, but in the end of the day, the Rambam allows basically for both of these ideas, for the idea that the default is to avoid and for the idea that when you need, based on your own experience or your own personality, right, to rebalance your values or you rebalance your religious persona, then in that situation, the Nedarim are not only permissible, but they are constructive. And the truth is, this fits in perfectly, I'll just say, keep save a little time, with the Rambam's broader view in Hilchos Deos. Right, right in the beginning of the Yad HaChazaka, right, in Sefer Mada, the Rambam has Hilchos Deafni Yisori HaTorah, comes Hilchos Deos. And the principle of the Rambam, Hilchos Deos, is about the balance of the halachic system and about the balance that is ideal for people, the golden mean, it's sometimes called, right, the Derech HaMelech of the Rambam. But the Rambam says, sometimes you need to rebalance. If you find through experience or through your own innate personality or exposures or whatever it is that you're a little bit too frugal, right, then you know you need to err on the side of being a little more generous, and vice versa. If you find that you're a little too quick to anger, then you need to find a way, you know, to rebalance a little bit, right, so that you're, you know, more tolerant. If you're too tolerant, meaning you're, you know, you're not, you're obsequious, then you need to find a way, you know, to become a little more assertive. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, essentially. So if you look at the Rambam about Nedarim, what is his view? I basically have told you what it is, but I'm going to show you inside. So if you look at the Rambam Perek Aleph, Hilchos Nedarim Halacha Chavav, this is on page 2. Let's look at a bunch of Rambams quickly. Line 28. The Rambam says, Harei alai kenidre rishayim, o kenidvos ksherim, she'ochalach, o imochalach harei za'asar, apapishal opiresh, amar kenidre ksherim, lo nischai beklum, she'ena ksherim nodrim, bederech iser vakas. So two things. Number one, the Rambam paskins, including using the language of the Mishnah and the Darim, Daftes, which uses the expression Nidre Rishayim for the default for typical Nidarim. That means he has a negative view. However, you could see that the Rambam added three words that don't appear in that Mishnah and that Gemara. She'ein HaKsherim Nodrim, that part appears, but the words B'derech Iser Vakas does not appear. So basically the Rambam was looking at the global evidence, and the Rambam says, you know, we paskin this Mishnah and this Gemara, I mean Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah, but don't be misled by it. It means when there's a flaw, right, underpinning your neder. You're doing it b'derech iser v'kas. And that's why the next, he keeps going, let's continue further in the Rambam, the next halacha. The next halacha, but the next time he speaks on this halacha, which is in the very, very end of Hilchos Nedarim, right? This was, the first one was in Perek Aleph. This is in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Chaf Gimel. And once again, the Rambam adds in words that don't appear in the Gemara. Whenever the Rambam does that, and especially if they have, you know, they're charged words, they're significant words, then we can understand that he's trying to integrate the evidence, not of a single sugya, but the total evidence. So this is what he says. Misha nadar nadarim, and then he adds, kidei lechonein deosav ulatakein ma'asav. Okay? Hareza zariz u'meshubach. Where do you get that from? Well, I would contend that the language zariz may have come from the Gemara in the Darim, Dafkas. Right? Lizruze nafshe. That Gemara seems to say nadarim are very constructive. So how can they be constructive and destructive at the same time? So the kasha of Ashlishia Machriya Beneim, as we said previously, was, you know, Derech As Iser Vakas, that's the downside. But what if it's Derech Kedei Lechonein Deosav Ulatakein Ma'asav? And he's using the Darim as a way not to throw himself off balance and to become extreme or to ignore the core, but what he's doing is to try to right the ship, to rebalance. And by the way, the phrase lechonein deosav ulatakein ma'asav is either exactly or very close to language that the Rambam uses all over the place when he wants to talk about tikkun hamidos in Hilchos Deos, in the end of Hilchos oh goodness, let's see if I can do this, you know. Thank you. and the end of Hilchos Shechita, and the end of Hilchos Macholos Asuros, and the end of Hilchos Tumas Ochel, which I'll get to in a couple of minutes, and the end of Hilchos Mikvaos, and Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zion. These are the shonos that the Rambam uses, of course, in his other writings. He always speaks about the capacity of the halacha to form or shape the religious personality. Again, sometimes he uses the language, sometimes he doesn't, but we'll see the end of Shechita. The ones at the end of Mikvos and Tara are even better, but one second. The end of Shechita also, I think he has language like that. He always talks about the capacity to shape people's personality. Kishim b'chasa yischasa b'raglo. She'ena kovod la'atzmon shavitza shalemishat sivan. Liyasher hamasim lahoros netzivos hayosher. Okay. In the end of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, and definitely in Perek Zayin Hilchos Tshuva, he uses language very similar, Lachoning Deosav. In the end of Hilchos Mikvos, he talks about being Tovel B'nei Hadas. I'll skip the main part. Shemachavin Libo Letahar Kimcha Tovel Tahar, Apiso Neschadish Begufa Davar. Kacha mechavim libo letaher nafsho bitumos hanefashos shein machshavos ha'aven b'deos ha'raos kivin shehiskim libo lifrosh me'osan ha'etzos behevi nafsho b'mei adas tahar. So these are very typical terms in the Rambam. Let's see if I can find Tumas Ochel very quickly. Talks about precious here. We'll get to it. Derech Hasidus she'adam nivdal porish mishar ha'am v'liyiga b'hem v'liyochol v'yishta imayim ha'prishus maybe lidei taharas ha'guf mimasim aroim v'taharas ha'guf mevi'a lidei kedushas ha'nefesh min ha'deos ha'ra'os u'kedushas ha'nefesh goremes lehidamos v'shchina. This is also what he says in Hilchos Deos she'nevar v'yiskadishtim yesem kroshim p'kadosh ani. Basically this idea of Torah and halacha and mitzvos shaping the human personality is a leitmotif in all of the Rambam's writings. Okay, so what he says here is, if you're being noder nedarim kedei lechonein deosav alatake masa, hareza zoriza meshubach, again, lizruze nafshe, keitzad, kagon mishaya zolel, v'asara lavabasar shano shtayim, let's say his appetite is too great, right? He's a glutton, in other words, he eats gluttonously, and he wants to, ban meat for a couple of years to get himself under control. Omishaya shogeh b'yayin, the asra yayin al atzmo zman meruba, or he has a drinking problem, so he abstains from wine for a long time. Asra shikrus liolam, maybe he doesn't, forbid himself wine forever, but he forbids himself from coming drunk ever again. Okay, Mishaya wrote a salmonim, B'nival lahon, but he's always looking to get gifts. He's obsessed with accumulating money. V'asar la'atzmo hamatanos ohanos anshe medina zu. So he makes a neder that he's no longer going to accept gifts. V'chei mishahim mitga'e b'yofyo. He's obsessed with his appearance. V'nader b'nazir u'kiyotza b'darim eila. And he took a neder nazirus. Kulan derech avoda la'shem heim. Uben nedarim elu the kayotza bahen amru chachamim nedarim siag lepricious. This is how the Rambam navigates the evidence. Before he talked about nidrei rishayim, that's the most negative Gemara or Mishnah. What does he say there? Because that's derech iser makas. Then it comes to the Mishnah Navos, the Darim Siag Laprisha, maybe that's the most positive, and that is Kedei Lechonin Deosa V'Letakein Masov, that's Zoris of Meshubach. Then he continues, next halacha, the Afal Pi Shehein Avoda, even though it's considered Avodas Hashem to do these Nadarim, Lo Yar Be'odam Benidre Yisr, V'Lo Yar Gil Atzmo Bahem. Here's where you get a little bit of, you know, pulling back, because in the end of the day, it's more striking that Chazal were negative, you know, than the places that they were positive. And the positive part is kind of the, if we didn't have any evidence one way or another, I think we all would have assumed that being no there is a good thing. So it's far more striking that Chazal say the other way, and the Rambam kind of had to go back to that. So that's Afal Pi Shehein Avoda, you could do these good things without a nether. Right? Just abstain. That would always be even better. Then if you turn to page 3, next halacha, Amru Chachamim, here's where he, you know, he just said Nedarim Siag Laprisha, you know, now it's time for the other side again. Amru Chachamim, Kalanoder Ke'ilu Banabama. That's a bad thing. Vim Avar V'Nadar, right? Mitzvah Lehisha'el Al Nidro, you should try to be Matir Neder. Kedei Shelo Yimichsha Lefanav, so that he doesn't trip up with this. V'Medva Mamur B'Nidra Iser. Again, here he also distinguishes between types of Nadarim, like the Ramban, but a different Chiluk. Aval Nidre Hekdesh, the Ramban distinguished between Nidre Hekdesh, which he wasn't happy with, right? So Shmoa is Tov Mizevach. Shmoa is Tov Mizevach, right? But he, the Rambam says, Nidre Hekdesh are good, Nidre Isar are problematic. Mitzvah L'kaimon V'lo Yishal Aleim, those you shouldn't be Matir Neder. Elamidokhan. Shenemar Nidarai L'Hashem Hashalem. Again, the Nidarai Hashalem L'Hashem Hashalem, the Pashtos means, if I make a Neder, I have to fulfill it. The Rambam here is a bit of a twist. It doesn't mean that it's a chatchila, you should make a neder. Right. But he has a bit of a twist here, and that is, I'm telling you generally, it's a great idea to be matir your nadarim. But when it comes to these nadarim, don't be matir them. Nadarai l'Hashem akayim. Not, don't violate them. Don't matir them. That's a very creative reading of that pasuk. Anyways, if you look at the end of Hilchos Nezirus, again the Rambam joins this question, and in each of these cases, his subtle default formulation is a little different, but it's all about the balancing. It's all about the midos. Rambam says, "Ha'omar reini nazir." Right, a person commits to be a nazir. Im esa kach v'kach, or im lo esa kach v'kach, mikiyotzavar is a rasha. Well, okay, he's a nazir. He's committing to nazirus. That's rishus. Why? Minaziros kazu, right? Minaziros v'shaimu. Av anoda l'Hashem derech kedusha, right? Hareza no meshubach. Now, let's say he wants to, you know, to dramatize. He wants to impress somebody. Or he wants to convince somebody that he's going to do this or he's not going to do it. If I don't do this, I'll be a nazir. Right? Or again, he's trying to self-aggrandize. He's trying to make an impression for whatever reason. So the Rambam says that's nizirus rishayim. Aval anod al Hashem derech kedusha hareza noya u'mishubach. Al zenemar, again, a pasuk that he, not the mocker for this at all, nezer elokav al rosho, right? Kodesh u'la Hashem. What does that mean? Nezer elokav al rosho? Actually, what?
It's about the Kohen.
No, or the Nazir. No, it's the Nazir. It's the hair of the Nazir, but you know, it's equivalent in a way. But Nezer elokav al rosho, Kodesh u'la Hashem. But he's saying it means no. It means if you're doing it as a davar b'kedusha, it's like a crown. It's noa b'shubach. That's what he's saying. The shaklu hakasuv kinavi, right? The you're the equivalent of a navi. Right? Vakimi b'neichem l'neviim u'bachireichem l'nezirim. I'm saying the parshanut is fascinating here in the Rambam. But this is all part of his bigger understanding. In the beginning of Hilchos Arachin v'cham Rambim, these are all ends, he's even more positive, and here it's an interesting exchange in the Nosei Kelim, highlighting it. Here the Rambam isn't even hesitant. No reticence in the beginning. Apa pisha k'deshos v'charamin v'arachin mitzvos. Whoa. It's a mitzvah. V'ro'i lo l'odam l'hanig atzmo b'dvar me'lu. And it's a good idea to do it. K'dei l'chuf yitzro. That's important. Because it's still a balancing. He's still trying to neutralize some other bad midos that he has. V'lo yia kili. So he shouldn't be a... cheapskate. You shouldn't be somebody who's too frugal. The kai mashatzivu neviim kabeitas Hashem behonecha. Afal pikein im lo hikdish v'loich v'loichrim leolam elakachlum haratora idov yamra v'chitachta lindar leiyah v'chakat. But if he doesn't do it, it's not the end of the world. What? Okay, so this is a very positive perspective on arach. Not so much on the much more. Positive than the Darim. Where did he get it from? Where does it say this? It's not terrible if he didn't do it, but it's unequivocally good, right? So if you look at the Radvaz, it's like a phenomenon, I think. Line number 17. Mitzvah the mitzvah lindor. Nadar, lo nadar, ein bochet. What? You read our Gemara, that's the impression that you get? Not at all. I mean, it's a tamu, it's a shocking radvaz. I mean, what's the Rambam's makar? Argamar and Chulin saying, don't say, Hakol Marichin, Hakol Nodrin, Hakol Nidarim, Zalchatchila, it's all but the Eved, because there's Rameyer, and even Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's only in the Dava. Right? So what are we talking about? This became the makar for the Rambam saying, it's not so terrible if you don't do it, but it's way good if you do. Noir seems to be saying, right, that under all conditions you should avoid this. So look at the Katzlach Mishnah.
Isn't it like in the Dova? It's a harizu, you makdish something.
Not necessarily. First of all, even the Dova is a debate between our mayor and Rabbi Huda. Right? Doesn't paskin anywhere else that way, and either way, that doesn't have to be a nedava. You can make a. I'm going to give it to Erkin. Erki alai pashtus is a neder.
It's like a nedava, though.
No.
You
wrote the check and you said.
Use this. Erki alai.
Alai is always a neder.
Maybe you're being makdish your value.
What? You're not giving your person.
No.
You still have to go back and write a check.
No, but you are.
You have to write a check.
Yes, and you are demonetic. You're the value of your.
Great. So instead of saying I'm giving you $1,000, you say I'm giving you the value of me. It's still the same check, right?
Okay.
No, I happen to agree with you, but I'm just. It's not obvious. Meaning, what I'm saying is. The Rambam obviously thinks, just like Rambam said about the other thing, if you do it derech kedusha, it's no b'shubach. If you just do it stam, nezirus, right, it's rishus. So you're saying, I'll give $100, that's nidrei rasha. But the fact that you say, I give my own value, that implies a greater sincerity. Remember the Ran. We got it last week in the Darim. Says what nedava is there for nezirus? There's no nedava for nezirus. If you remember, so the Ran says, like the Rambam, but much after the Rambam, that basically when we talk about the difference between nedava and neder, we don't just mean harei alai and harei zu. We mean that what's really important about the difference between harei and alai and harei zu. And he's not taking, at this point, you might mess up. There's room for you to be over. says, what's really important about that is, if you give right away, it shows you're not ambivalent. It implies greater sincerity, right, and a greater generosity. If you say, the check will come in the mail, right, shows let's push it off a little bit. So he says, oh, that's what you have in Nazir too. Is this an unequivocal expression of his piety? Or is this, some grandstanding? Or he wants to make a point, or he wants to convince himself. So too, I would say, I'm adding to this, the Nedava of Erchin, maybe the Rambam thinks, when you say Erchi Alai, it's not just the amount. Well, you could say the same amount, 30 shekalim, whatever it is. But by saying Erchi Alai, psychologically, it's like you're saying, I give myself to the base of English. There's a greater Nedivus lane, not in the financially, but in the psychological orientation of the no-day. That, I think, is true. But either way, we don't get that from our Gemara and Chulin. Look at the Kesef Mishnah for a minute. The Kesef Mishnah says, on line 21, Bireish Chulin Amin and Hakom Arichim and Arachim Nodrim and Idarim, Hachadami Dilechatchila. That's our Gemara says, quoting our Gemara. V'aksiv v'chi techtal n'dar lo yeh b'chachet, v'aksiv tova shalot yirah b'shet yirah lo t'shalem, v'tayde tov mizah mizah shen n'o de kol ikar, div rabi rabi rabar tov mizah mizah, n'o de b'shalem. V'afil rabi huda lo kamar lo omer harei zu, avul amah harei alai lo. So in contrast to the Radvaz, who says that the Rambam's glowing view on Erchin comes from the Gemara Chulin, again, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't say, v'tomar, I don't understand the Radvaz, or I don't understand with the Rambam based on the Gemara and Chulin, but he is reporting the Gemara as is, and it doesn't sound like that's the Makar of the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah kind of goes in somewhere in between. If you look at this first line, 27, Kasha, Hodetam Perakam and Nedarim Benidre Rishayim, Neder Kenidre Rishayim Lo Amar Klum, Ubi Gemara Shakla Bataru. Look at line 29. Upaskar Benu Lemishna Zubin Parakalif Milchus Nadarim, Vimkain Ech Kasav Khan Rabenu, Deha Erech Umitzvah, Hakol Nedar Hu Isir, Vim Herechisatzmo, Hareyu Nadar, the Asalidei, Takala. So this is what happened. The Radvaz says, where did Ram get this from? Chulin. What? The Kesef Mishnah just quotes Chulin, but it doesn't say what seems obvious, and that is that they're not compatible. And the Lecha Mishnah is saying, what? This is the opposite of what we read in Chulin. The Shlomar de Rabbeinu Kosav, but his answer is, the Sof Hilchos Nadarim, the Imaned Lechavein Deosav, the Chena Nazirus, Bifneshu Mizgah Biyafyo, Hutov, Vizesha Kosav Rabbeinu Kan, Odom Shamargish Baatzmo Kili, U Kedei Lachuf Yitzro, Yasachain, What the Lecha Mishnah did was what we were doing, basically. He started putting together the Rambam in four or five different places, noticing that the Rambam keeps adding words and balancing out the various positions. So that's what the Rambam did. The Rambam understood that there's a Mishnah Avos, there's a Mishnah Nedarim. Right? There's a Gemara Nedarim about Zrizus and Shevach, and there's another Gemara Nedarim about Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda and Kilu Bar Abama. So what's the answer? The answer depends who you are, where you are, what's the sincere motivation. Right? It might depend on what kind of neder. Meaning it's a much more complicated, it's not just either great or bad. It very much depends on a lot of different distinctions. So this also helps to explain, this is, I'll say, reinforced by the Rambam, who quotes this Yerushalmi in his Perush on Pirkei Avot, his Akdamah in Pirkei Avot, Shemona Prakit. Before that, the Mishnah has a Nedarim, as we mentioned, an Avos, that Nedarim is not in the precious. Here the Rambam doesn't say what we would expect him to say. In line 42, this is Rambam Pirshim Shnayis and Avos, where he says, Tusaglo tchunata himanut nima shi yirtza lihimana mimenu b'tischazik etzlo. Right? Nitkal olav aprishos ritzoni lomar hashmira min atumos kamosh biarna bechagiga. Here the Ramda says that when the Gemara, when the Mishnah says the darim or siag leprishos, it means if you want to train to prishos, right? The capacity to be disciplined can be trained through the dar. But that's not how the Rambam interprets in Yad Chazaka. But in Yad Chazaka, he thinks it's a positive, constructive institution. So with this one more thing just to look at, or two more things quickly, and that is the Shmona Prakim. And Shmona Prakim here, I just want to repeat, to say, talks about the Darim most particularly, but it's totally parallel to his perspective in Hilchos Deos. So this is line 28 or 30. The fourth Shmona Prakim Kishmo Kein Hu. There are eight chapters in the Rambam's introduction to Avos. The fourth, Haperek Harvi, is called Berefuas Chole HaNefesh, meaning psychological therapy or spiritual therapy. Okay? What's spiritual therapy? And he explains, line 33, Hapu'ulot Asher hein tovot, hein apu'ulot hashavot. All things being equal, right, the proper characteristics are the ones that are balanced, that are muzan. Hamimutza'ot ben shnei ktzavot, you know, which stand between two extremes. Sheshnei emra, each of the extremes is problematic. Ha'echon mehem yishur, ha'acher chisur. One's too much, the other's too little. Hamalot hein atchunot nafshiot v'kinyanim mimutzaim bein shtei tchunot ra'ot. So the proper way to cultivate your personality is to be, you know, midway, all things being equal, right, between the two extremes, the extremes being bad. So then, in line 38, the Ram says, v'im yavo ha'ish hasachal b'li safek, b'lo safek, if a foolish man comes along, right, v'yishtadel lehosif aleilo advarim, and he, you know, the dinei Torah are not enough for him, he wants to impose further, kago, sheyasar ha'achil v'ashtia nosaf ha'mashe nesar min ha'macholos. Torah has a list of things you're not allowed to eat, he wants to increase the list. V'yasar ha'zivug nosaf ha'mashe nesar min ha'bios. Or he wants to restrict marital life more than, right, more than the Torah's limitations. V'yitein kol kaspo v'aniyim ol hektash. He wants to give everything he has, every last penny, to tzedakah. Sounds good, right? Not good. Because in the end, the tzibur suffers, he suffers, his family suffers. Nosaf ha'masha b'torah minat tzedakah v'hektashos v'ha'arachim. Yezeh ose maisa hara. This person is doing wrong. V'hu lo yeda. He didn't even know it's wrong. He thinks it's good. V'yagia elakatzeh v'echad. V'yetzeh min ha'mitzua l'gamri. He's going to end up in an extreme. He's out of the golden mean. V'lechacham b'zeh ha'inyan davar. This is the part I wanted to really expose you to. The chachamim have something to say on this topic. Listen to this. Lo ra'iti me'olam nifla mimenu. Right? It's a big sentence by the Rambam. Right? Nothing more astonishing or remarkable than the statement. What is that statement? Who begamara the b'nei marava, the Yerushalmi that we saw before, b'chi b'nadarim. Right? Dibru b'gnus osama makabla malatzma b'shus b'nadarim. Speaks about the, you know, the negative. I mean, it's critical of those who accept upon themselves shvuos and nedarim. Ad shenisharim ke'ein asirim, they end up imprisoning themselves. The Amru Sham Ze'alashon, this is the remarkable that he's never heard such an amazing statement before. Rab Adi b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, lo dayacho mash osr l'cha Torah ela shata osr alecha dvarim acherim. V'zeu ha'inyin asher zecharnu b'shaveh b'lo tosefes u'b'lo chisaron. By the way, this language, of course, just invokes, can't not invoke, the prohibitions of Baltosif, right? And and Chasek, Kisaron, Baltigra, which are very, not for now, but are very central. It's not like Baltosef and Baltigra, and the Rambam isn't just another one of or two, you know, of the Mitzvah Satorah, of the minyan of Lav. The Rambam speaks about Baltosef even more than Baltigra, but Baltosef all over the place in Yad HaChazaka, in the most strategic places. Right in the beginning, you know, it was the Sonia Torah. Right in the end, when he talks about authority, Hilchas Mamrim, in the Hakdama, you know, very Hakdama HaKitzara, or whatever it's called, to the entire Yad HaChazaka, right after the Minyan HaKatzar of Minyan Mitzvos. The Rambam speaks about the theme of Baltosef all the time. Because for him, this idea about the balance and the core and the proper order of things and the stability and the homeostasis is a very critical concept. There's one other issue which to mention, but I want to move on, so I'm not going to discuss it so much. But I have here on the Marmakomos, on the top of the page, an interesting debate between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Lo Sasei Kuf Nun Zayin, and the Ramban in Mitzvah Sei Tzadik Daled. Just, you know, basically the Ramban accused the Rambam of conflating, you know, two different issues, or three different issues. And not only that, but he, you know, I'll just read it just very quickly. Ramban says about the Rambam, Ani omer ka rabbekan kalal shtei mitzvah shein chalukos bedinei minyanam basan achas. So the Rambam conflates together two things that are really one. I'm sorry, he conflates together two things that really shouldn't be. He treats them as one and they're really two. Ki ha-kosav hazeh motzas v'asecha tishmor v'yasisa ne'amar b'inin masha adam b'chayev nafsho latet l'shem, right, hakel yisparach. The phrase motzas v'asecha tishmor means be careful to fulfill your pledges and your promises. That refers to somebody who commits to the Rabbonu Shel Olam. Aval mashachiyav bo ha'adam es atzmo b'divrei ha'rishus. In the first is, I'm going to bring a korban, I'm going to do a mitzvah. But when it has to do with divrei rishus, shekaruch ha'chomim shuas bitui, meaning the isar al atzmo, ze'enu nichnas b'chlal mitzvah ha'kosuv hazeh. V'bnei zeh amar ha'kosuv, v'chi techdal endar lo yeh bachet. There it doesn't say tishmar, it says similar psukim but different. And then he says v'divrei rabbekan meurvavin, avo mitzvah kufnon zayin. Ram seems to say that if you commit to bring a korban, and a voluntary korban, so the halakha is you have three regalim, to fulfill it. And then you violate what's called bal ta'acher. Ram says that if you violate bal ta'acher, you're also going to violate l'yachol demaro. So the Ramban says, I don't understand that at all. As long as he can still fulfill the neder, we understand why he violates lo yacher, bal ta'acher, but why does he violate lo yachol devaro? He can still fulfill it. Meaning, in all these things. And then he says that's part of the Rambam's strange, he's conflating all these things, putting everything together. Bal ta'acher, lo yachel, nidre gavoa, nidre iser. He should be separating. These are all different categories and concepts. But the Rambam really thinks that what you commit to, right, and being careful, you know, scrupulous to keep your word, right, and, you know, once you haven't done this for 3 months, we consider you in violation of your word, says the Rambam, even if you might technically still be able to do it. The Rambam conflates these things because for him, it's all about mechanisms, right, that balance or rebalance your spiritual persona. So for him, it's all connected. Okay, anyways, that's that. Let's go on to the Gemara. a very interesting topic. Well, we did. There's much more to say, but it happens. So the Gemara has this agav here. As you see, our Gemara became a very important makar for some of the parameters of the salak. Okay. So the Gemara here on Beis on Beis is looking for a way to explain the Mishnah. It seems to say l'chadchila and b'diavad at the same time. So the Gemara says the following. Amar Rabba bar Ula hachi katan. Hakol shochtim afilu tamim b'chulim. Hakol is shochtim. That's l'chadchila. V'afilu tamim b'chulim. Even if the person who wants to be the shochet is in a state of ritual impurity, meaning he is tamim. Nonetheless, l'chadchila, even though he's tamim, he is allowed to shecht this chulin. So the Gemara says, we'll talk about this for a couple of minutes. Tamei b'chulin ma'ilam emra? What does tumah have to do with chulin? Right? That's a very important line in Shas. Because this is an interesting and important question. Meaning, is there any value in being tahar, right, in the framework of chulin? Tumah and tahara, mostly, this is a fact. The question is, you know, how much of a fact? what are the exceptions and whether conceptually it's true? Typically, tumah and tahara matter in the world of dvarim kadoshim. As I didn't say kadshim. It matters in kadshim. It matters in truma. It matters in ma'aser sheni. Okay? Clearly. Kenisa lemikdash, right? Meaning there are clear, most of the dinim of Tumah v'Tahara, which is a whole Miktsoa HaTorah, right? Mostly are relevant to those circumstances, which is why Bizmanenu, right? We don't have Achilas Truma, we don't have Achilas Maisu Sheni, right? We don't have Abesa Mikdash. There's no Knisa L'Mikdash, there's no Achilas Kadshim, right? So that's why Bizman Azeh, Dine Tumah V'Tahara, are only theoretical, mostly. So the Gemara here basically says, what are you talking about? You're telling me that it's okay, L'Chatkila, for a Tamei to be Shochet Chulin? The whole Yisod of Tumah V'Tahara is irrelevant to Chulin. But the question is that maybe too big a statement? Even though what I just said is true, namely, most of the story, most of the intersection, is in Dvarim Kedoshim. But Ad Kedei Kach, that the concept of Tahara is irrelevant to Chulin? Either way, we'll get back to it. The Gemara doesn't say, no, you've overstated. Instead, what they say is, B'chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, B'kasav Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh, Kekodesh Damu. So there's something called Prushim, Chasidim, not the, the later form, the 18th century ones, the Chasidim, that the Talmud speaks about. One of the things that made them Chasidim or Prushim was that they were careful to eat their chulin b'tahar. Okay? So, achilas tchulin b'tahara is a characteristic of the prushim of the chassidim. And what does that really mean? Was it just an exercise so that they'd be ready, when they were tahar and they were nichnas lemikdash or ochel kadshim or ochel truma or ochel kohanim or ochel ma'aser sheni? Or is there something more to it? Same question I asked before. Okay? Think about it. And then there's something else, which is what the Gemara is talking about here, which is this something called Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas HaKodesh. There's also something called Chulin Shenasu Al Taharas Truma. Okay. So basically what that means is, not only are you being careful that your Chulin does not contract Tuma, that you're eating your Chulin B'Tahara, but you're even making sure you're treating this Chefza, this Chulin, as if it were Kodesh, or as if it were Truma. What did that mean? In addition to what the Chassidim did, because there are certain levels of tumah that only apply to truma or kadshim, etc. Shlishi, Ravi, these are like, you know, how far removed from the source tumah. Some of them can only attach themselves to Dvarim Kadoshim. So there was a group of people who, in addition to being nizar now and then or all the time, whatever it was, about eating chulin b'tahara, treated certain chulin as if it was nasu al taras hakodesh. Oh, so now we understand what the Gemara is talking about a little bit. He had a tameh, and he wants to shecht animal. He wants to shecht the meat, or to create meat, which is going to be treated as al taras hakodesh. Can you do that or not? Kate said, well, so what do you do? How can he do that if he's going to be batame the basa? So the Gemara says, Kate said, well, maybe sakan aruka v'shochet ba. He'll use a very long knife, meaning he won't physically touch the meat with his hands. Kadesh shalayiga b'basa. Then the Gemara says, u'b'maktash lo yishchot. But when it comes to real kadshim, he cannot do the shchita lechatchila. Shemayiga b'basar, because we're afraid. This is Doraisa. The other one is only Drabanan, right? It's only a Nihug. And therefore we're worried on the Doraisa level that maybe he won't be disciplined and he'll end up touching the kachin. Vim shachat v'amar barali shalom nogati. But even then, if he says, listen, I was very careful. I saw I was very careful. We'll believe him, right? And shchitasok sheir. Chutz b'cher shantav v'katan, dafila b'chulin gredi, right? Dieved namilo shem yishu shem yidrasu shem yachlid. When it comes to a minor, we don't allow them to shecht ever lechatchila because we're worried that their technique, right, is flawed and they'll mess up the shechita and the stuff will be inedible. And then we're told v'kulan sheshachtu ahaya. What is the word in the Mishnah of v'kulan? We're talking. What does that go on? The Gemara says ilei macher shachtu v'katan. If it's a ring shcher shadav katan, which we already spoke about, Allah koi v'im shachtu mibaylei, then the language should have been a little different. Right? This sounds like a new clause, not a clause that is referring to what we're to the population that we just spoke about. Ella tame b'chulin. Maybe it's talking about a tame, right? Who's trying to shecht chulin? Ha'amr sachatchila nami shachid. Gemara says that can't be b'di aved. That's even lechatchila. Ella tamei b'mukdashim. Maybe it's tamei b'mukdashim. The Gemara says, fine, but b'bari sagi. That you don't need that because even if he says I was very careful, we believe him. Answers the Gemara, delay sakamand in the shayle. Let's say this tamei, right? The b'mukdashim. He used a long knife, but we're not sure if he touched it or not. And then he left. He did a shkita and off he went. You can't question him and ask him, did you touch the meat with your hand? Because he's gone. So the Gemara says, b'di'eved, but only b'di'eved, that's good. Then finally the Gemara concludes, hay tami b'mukdashim me'acha nafka me'asam nafka. Kol apsum sheshachtu shkitasam k'sheira, sheshchita k'sheira b'zarim b'nashim b'avadim b'tmeim. B'afidu b'kanche kadashim, u'bad shal yutmeim no'gim b'basar. What do you mean? This Mishnah in Masachet Chulin is discussing a shochet who shechts meat that's al taras hakodesh, and then the next part of the Mishnah is talking about a shochet who's shechting kadshim. What's that doing in Chulin? That's a Mishnah in Zvachim, which says kol apsulim sheshachton shritasan ksheira, that even a tameh can be shechting, as long as he doesn't touch the meat, even kadshim. Says the Gemara, Hacha ikar hasam, aydi detana, shar psulim, taninami, tame, bimuktashim. The first answer of the Gemara is that the main makar of the din, that even a tame can be shochet b'dieved, muktashim is our Mishnah. And it's just mentioned agav in the other Mishnah. Ibo yisema hasam ikar, or the main makor is the other Mishnah, the Mishnah in Zvachim, the Mekadshim Kai, because that's in the context of Kadshim. Och, Eidim, the Tani, Tami, Bechulin, Taninami Tami Bimukdashim. Okay, we'll stop here for a second. So, this is the Gemara. I already remarked that we met this Gemara before, that given our whole discussion in our Hagdama, which was that the, according to the Rambam and the Ramban at least, and there are other indications on that, that the din of Shechitas Chulin comes from the world of Kadshim, meaning it is borrowed from Shechitas Kadshim. In light of that, it makes much more sense to explain this Gemara. Because it's very remarkable that a Mishnah in Masechet Chulin is talking about Chulin al Taras HaKodesh, an actual Kadshim. And I think I also mentioned, if I didn't, I'll repeat it now, that's that Pirshim Shnayis, Hakdama, the Pirshim Shnayis of the Rambam, he asks why Chulin is in Kadshim. And if it is in Kadshim, how come it's in the middle of Kadshim, you know, in between, or right after Zvachim Benachos, before, you know, what is it, Erchin and Krisus, and so the Rambam says, oh, the reason for that is because the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh, it's in the middle of the Parsha of Kadshim. Which we spent quite a bit of time on. And the Psukim are talking about the Isra Shkutei Chutz, they're talking about Kadshim. And then there are two little sections in that Parsha in Re'eh, one of which is probably talking about Psulei HaMukdashim, that's the normative view, and the other is talking about Shkitas Chulin Basar Taiva. So the Ram says, how come Basar Taiva or Shkitas Chulin is right in the Psukim, it's in the middle of the Psukim, then it goes back to talking about Kadshim again. Smack in the middle of Kadshim. He says, don't blame the author of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is just following the divine author, the Rabbanu Shalom. Okay, but what I wanted to explain was that works perfectly for the Rambam, or the Imei, because the whole point is that really Shkitas Chulin comes from Shkitas Kadshim. So now this Gemara works beautifully with that too. Right? The Psukim are perfect, the Mishnayos are perfect, and actually, there are Dinei Kadshim in this Mishnah. Why not? It's all the same, exactly the same. It's all connected in the Shkitas. Okay. So here, I guess I'm going to have to stop. Let me just pose the question and then we'll speak a little about next year and then we'll start going more quickly straight. Yeah.
The passage in the Ramban by devotion to you, about the Shitzah Torah.
Yeah.
He talks about overeating.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Ribui Mishkal.
Right.
And then he says, Ribui Tuma.
What does he say?
Ribui Tuma. And that's addressed to everybody, not only to God.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it.
There seems to be a concept of Tuma.
So if you look here at Tosus already, Tosis on that line in the Gemara that I told you was a bit of an interesting line. Tami b'chulin ma'ila memra. I said it might have an outsized meaning, not just for this shakalataria meaning. Sounds like the Gemara is saying, in the world of chulin, there is no tuma. Right? The Tosis says, the afal gav, the asur ligrom tuma l'chulin sheberetz Yisrael, even though it's only chulin, not allowed to be b'tame, Chulin of Eretz Yisrael. So that, how could you say, Tomim b'chulin ma'ilu memra? There are dine tuma, not so many, but some dine tuma even in Chulin. So the first Tosfos answers pragmatically, Haynu dafka b'peiris d'shaychi b'hu trumu. Av a basar, lo. Tosfos says, no, this din of asar ligrom is a pragmatic halacha. It's not that there are dine tuma in Chulin, it's that the chulin that we're speaking about, you know, has potential to be trumos. So in a way, it's the trumos aspect. The might be truma aspect that we're worried about. Okay. But then he says, Vafili he also letamos gufo beochlin tmeim kidlashinim hiskadishtim yisem ktoshim azhar lebnei Yisrael sheyochu chuleim betahara mikomakom yochal letamosan. Interesting. He says that even if you say there's another expression of tuma in chulin, namely, aser letamos gufa ba'ochlin tmeim, you're not allowed to eat ochlin tmeim because that will make you tamei. He says, however, that's only b'mei tarasso, be made tuma, so it's still permissible. So it isn't such a... So this idea that there is maybe an iser to eat food that is tamei, or to make yourself tamei by eating food that is tamei, is very controversial. If you look even at the side here, Ein Sota, Ein Oda, a whole bunch of marbakomos. This is Loya Dati a whole bunch of marbakomos, put it that way. The Shittim Kubetz says here, they're all wondering where this makar is, where this sifrei is. Later on, the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, I'm sorry, Lamed Dalet Amud Beis and Lamed Hey Amud Aleph and Chulin, there's a debate between Rashi and Tosfos on this point. Is there any iser or even any lechatchila to eat min haTorah, to eat Chulin b'Tahar? There's Yerushalmi that is off quoted. Rabbi Yonah quotes it in Avos on the Darim Siag the Prisha, but it's very famous because of what they. How they interpreted it, that the Yerushalmi says that even if you can't eat b'tahara all year round, you should at least find 7 days a year where you're ochel chulin b'tahara. That's Yerushalmi. So what made it famous was that some of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, some of the early Chachmei Ashkenaz, suggested either that this meant or that it is best fulfilled, there are different formulations, on Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That in the olden days, on Aseres Yemei Tshuva, they used to be nizhar, to be ochel, only b'tahar. And then the Chachmei Ashkenaz go on to say, but b'zmaneinu, that's impossible to do. So we recommend that you withdraw from some heter that you have, and be machmir, for example, bisholako. Some of them said chadash, others said don't say chadash, because chadash is serious. If you're going to be nizar and chadash or seres mei tshuva, then you should be nizar and chadash all the time. But bisholakum, that's already a chumra, or certain types of bishul anyway, bishul pasakum, I should say, not bishulakum, sorry, pasakum. So that you should be nizar on for Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But Yerushalmi says nothing about Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Chachmei Ashkenaz either thought that was the best way to do it, or that's what it really meant. But Yerushalmi says nothing about it. It just says, there's a value to being tahar, and to eating b'tahara, and if you can't do that, at least 7 days a year do it. I mean a 7 day stretch or 7 days out of the year? Does that have to be consecutive? But what is that? So what's that advice? And what's this all about? So it goes to what I was talking about before, and we'll talk about it next week, and then we'll talk about the Rambam and the Tilchus Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam mostly denies this. And the Rambam, I'll just read you one line of the Rambam, and the end of Tilchus Tumas Ochlin, famously, famously, he said, we're not going to spend much time on this because I want to move on to another thing, but this is a very big topic. The role of Tumah in the world of Chulin. That's what this topic is. Rambam says here that it's very limited, although I think it's not as limited as he says. He says, Kala Kasu Batara B'Divrei Kabbalah, this is Perek Tezayin Alacha Ches, Kala Kasu Batara B'Divrei Kabbalah Mihukos Tatumas V'Hataharos, all of the dinim of Tumah v'Tahara in the Torah, in Divrei Kabbalah, Eino Ela L'Inyan Mikdash V'Kadasha, U'Trumas V'Maisa Sheni V'Vat, are only expressed and only applied to Kachim, Trumos, and Maisa Sheni, and the Mikdash. Sharei Hizur Satmeim L'Ikanis L'Mikdash, Olechol Kodesh, U'Truma, U'Maisa V'Tumah. Aval Achulin, Ein Bohen Yisra Kla, when it comes to Chulin, there's no prohibition whatsoever. You can eat, drink, anything you want from a Tumah V'Tahara point of view. Hari nemar b'torav ha'basar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachel b'eish yisareif b'chol shachulin mutarin she'enem adabre le b'basar kadshin im kein b'pinima nemar harishon shebchulin tamei b'asheni pasol. So why do we even count, right, the level of tumah when it comes to chulin? Says the Rambam, lo shia aser b'achila, not that there's anything wrong with chulin that contracts tumah, elamanos menulatrum of a kodesh, meaning if it, meaning chulin, has a certain level of tumah, and then it contacts, right, truma or kachim, right, then it will be matami. So you can have chulin a sheni. Let's say the sheni, which is a chulin, then touches a piece of kachim or trumas. Answers that becomes tame. Shim noga sheni shachulin betruma pasal yasos or shlishi. Kainim noga beochin shon kodesh timan vasan shlishi. Kainim ochal sheni shachulin im noga betruma psu. Then it says kashem shemutar lachol chulin tameim ulishtosan kach mutar ligrom tuma lachulin sheberetz Yisrael. Thomas like, I read your tosis. He did. You know, I don't like the second half and I don't like the first half. It's all not true. The Yeshal Tami is a chulin and mitukanim, lechatkilo you can be betame any chulin you want. Pchein muta la'adam liga b'chala tumos ulis tami b'hen. Man can touch tumos. Shari hizra kosov b'nei Aaron es a nazir and a nazir, meis tamei b'meis, b'chala shukala b'tar. In addition to kachim and taros, there's one other very explicit prohibition connected with tumah. That's tumas kohanim and nazir. The Sha'af Kornim and Azir Mutarim Listam in Bishar Tumos Chutzmi Tumas Hameis. So why? Is that it? So the Ram says there is one other expression. And that is the din of Chayiv Adam Latahir Es Atzmo Beregel. Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin that on the Regel a person should be Tahir. The Ram goes on to mention that. How do we understand that halach? So the Shagasari understood based on the Rambam. With this we're going to end. Ram quotes Salacha. He says, "Kol Yisrael buzarim yos tahorim b'chol regal, b'pnei shein nechonim li kanes l'mikdash v'lechon kach." Zeu shenem b'Torah b'nivla sam lo tigau b'regal bilvad. I'll talk about it next week. But basically the idea is, the Gemara says this, Ram codifies it, that on the regal you should be tahor. But the Ram's explanation is that it's connected again to Mikdash and Kadash. Right? She bechonim likanes lemikdash for lachon kach. The Shagasari understood it this way, and he says, according to the Rambam, it's a means to an end. That's all it is. And bezmanenu, therefore, there would be no din, because there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no kachim. I think, personally, that the Rambam had something a little bit more subtle in mind. Now the Rambam was saying is on the Moed you have to be in a state that would make you roy l'knisa l'mikdash and l'achilas kachim. Even if you're not going to. But that's a way of gauging your preparation and your stature for the chag. Oh. But if that's the case, then that's an interesting, then there is at least one, and then we'll see if there are a few other expressions, even according to the Rambam, of Tahara, right, outside of Kadshin. So I want to talk about that a little bit next time. The Taharas HaKodesh, a few other things on the page, but mostly we're going to start with the Gemara and Gimel of Aleph next time.